Welcome to this Beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on designing and arranging a retro rave ragga vocal layer for drum and bass. This is one of those small ingredients that can make a track feel instantly alive. A good ragga vocal chop can bring attitude, movement, and that jungle-rooted energy without needing a huge amount of notes or lyrics. In DNB, that matters, because the drums are fast, the bass is heavy, and every sound has to earn its place. So in this lesson, we're not treating the vocal like a lead singer performance. We're treating it like a sampled rhythmic instrument. By the end, you'll know how to choose a vocal, warp it tightly to tempo, chop it in simpler, process it with basic Ableton devices, and arrange it so it supports the drums instead of fighting them. Let's start with the source material. Pick a short ragga, dancehall, or jungle-style phrase. Keep it short and characterful. You want strong words, a clear accent, maybe something like a shout or a phrase with attitude. Things like selecta, come again, or pull up work well because they have rhythm in the language itself. In drum and bass, shorter is usually better. A long verse can crowd the mix fast, but a sharp phrase can hit like a hook. Drag the sample into a new audio track in Ableton Live 12 and listen for the parts that cut through. You're listening for consonants, pauses, and any syllables that feel easy to chop. If the sample sounds too full range or muddy, don't worry, we're going to shape it. Now double-click the clip and turn warp on. Since DNB usually sits around 174 to 176 BPM, you want the vocal to lock to your project tempo. If the recording was made at a different tempo, use warp to bring it into time. For spoken or rhythmic vocals, Complex Pro or Beats are both worth trying. Beats can keep things punchy and percussive. Complex Pro can sound smoother if the vocal has more tone. Try to line the first clear transient up with the grid, ideally at 1.1.1. Then trim the clip so it starts cleanly. This part is really important, because in a fast genre like DNB, even tiny errors are obvious. A tight start makes the whole groove feel more intentional. If the sample is too loud, pull the clip gain down a bit, maybe 3 to 8 dB. Keep warp markers to a minimum. Only add them if you really need them. For a beginner, a clean 1-bar or 2-bar loop is a great starting point. Next, let's turn the vocal into something you can actually play. Drag the sample into a MIDI track so it opens in simpler. This is the easiest beginner-friendly sampling workflow in Live 12. In simpler, set the mode to classic. If you want individual one-shot hits, use one-shot playback. If the phrase has multiple strong words or syllables, use slice mode and let Ableton create the chops for you. If you choose slice mode, transient slicing is usually the best starting point for a ragga vocal because it catches the punchy little cuts. Region slicing is useful too if the phrase is more even. Now play the slices with MIDI notes. You're not building a melody here. You're building a rhythmic vocal layer. Think of it like percussion with personality. A really good beginner move is to use only 3 to 5 slices. Pick the strongest bits, maybe one main shout, one answer phrase, and one little pickup. Then arrange them into a pattern that works with the snare. In drum and bass, the vocal should feel like it's dancing with the breakbeat, not floating over it. A nice mental model is call and response. For example, let the vocal answer the snare or land just before it, so the groove feels like it's talking back. Even a tiny 2-bar phrase can make a drop feel way bigger if it lands in the right pocket. Now let's shape the sound. Put EQ 8 on the vocal first. The biggest thing here is clearing out unnecessary low end. High-pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't fight the kick, and sub. If it sounds boxy, try a small cut somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz. If it gets harsh, reduce a narrow band around 2.5 to 5 kHz. And if it needs a little more presence, a gentle boost around 3 to 6 kHz can help, but keep it subtle. After EQ, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Try 2 to 6 dB of drive and use soft clip if needed. This can help the vocal feel more gritty and more in line with the rougher energy of jungle or retro rave. Just remember to keep the output under control so it doesn't suddenly jump out too loud. Now add auto filter for movement. This is a great tool for intro and build sections. You can use a high pass filter to keep the vocal filtered and mysterious at the start. Then automate the cutoff upward as the track builds. That gives you a sense of opening and release. In DNB, that kind of motion is super useful because it helps create tension without needing more drum programming. Next, let's add space, but not too much space. Use echo or delay for depth. A good starting point is a delay time of 1/8 or dotted 1/8, with feedback somewhere around 15-35% and dry/wet around 10-25%. Keep the repeats darker than the original vocal, so they don't clutter the mix. You want atmosphere, not a wash of noise. For reverb, use reverb or hybrid reverb with a short decay, maybe 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds helps keep the vocal intelligible. Again, keep the mix low. A little goes a long way. If you want an easier workflow, put the reverb and delay on return tracks, so you can send different vocal chops into the same space. That keeps your session cleaner and makes it faster to mix. A really useful tip here is to keep the dry vocal mostly centered. Let the width live in the effects. That way the main phrase stays solid in the middle, which helps a lot in mono and in a loud club system. Now comes the most important part, making the vocal work with the drum groove. Don't just place the vocal anywhere it sounds cool in solo. Check it against the snare, because that's where DNB lies. Try placing the vocal on the pickup before the snare, or letting it answer the 2 and 4 hits. If the drums are built from a chopped breakbeat, leave space during the densest ghost note sections. If the drums are more programmed, use the vocal as a syncopated reply. A simple pattern might be one vocal hit on the end of 2 in bar 1, then another hit on beat 4 in bar 2. That kind of placement is small, but it feels huge when it locks with the groove. Velocity is also really useful here. If you're triggering chops in MIDI, vary the velocity, so some hits feel like shouts and others feel more like background answers. That gives the pattern a human feel without needing extra samples. Now let's make it move over time. Automation is where the vocal stops being a loop and starts becoming an arrangement tool. You can automate the auto filter cutoff so the phrase opens up before the drop. You can automate the reverb send so the last word blooms into the transition. You can automate delay feedback for a quick tail into the next section. You can also automate volume, so one word pops out just before the drop and then disappears. A really simple DNB arrangement approach is this. In the intro, use just a filter teaser. In the build, increase the density and bring in a little more delay. In the drop, use only the strongest hook every few bars. Then in the second drop, switch the chop order or reverse one slice to keep things fresh. Speaking of reverse slices, that's a great trick. If you reverse just the final syllable or consonant of a phrase, it can work like a tiny riser. Very effective, very simple. Once the chops and effects feel right, resample it. You can freeze and flatten the track, or record the processed vocal layer onto a new audio track. Resampling is powerful because it captures the exact sound of your delays, reverbs, and little accidents. It also makes it easier to chop the result again if you want to create new textures. In retro rave and jungle-inspired music, resampled vocal hits often sound more natural than clean MIDI playback. They feel like part of the record, not pasted on top. If the resampled layer feels too wide or too sharp, use utility to check mono compatibility, then smooth it out with EQ or reduce the saturation a bit. If it competes too much with a kick, sidechain it lightly or shorten the tail. Now let's talk arrangement. Think in sections. For 16-bar intro, use filtered vocal hints. In the 8-bar build, bring in more call and response phrases. In the drop, keep it selective, maybe one hook every 2 or 4 bars. In the breakdown, use more space and atmosphere. In the second drop, change the chop order or add a reverse pickup for variation. In the outro, reduce it to one final phrase or an echo tail so the track feels finished without becoming messy. This is especially important if you want your track to be DJ-friendly. Clean intros and outros help mixes happen smoothly. The vocals should add identity, but not make the track impossible to blend. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't use too much of the vocal all the time. In DNB, less vocal often sounds bigger. Don't leave low end in the sample. High pass it. Don't make the vocal too wide and messy. Keep the main signal centered. Don't overdo the reverb. And don't build a chop pattern that ignores the groove. Rhythm matters more than the exact words. If you want a darker or heavier flavor, you can push the sound further. Darken the delay repeats. Add a subtle distortion before reverb. Try a very quiet layer underneath, like a faint reese texture or even a bit of noise bed. Just enough to thicken the feel. You can also automate a small boost around 2-4 kHz during the hook, if you need it to cut through a dense mix. Here's a great beginner practice move. Make a 4-bar ragga vocal loop that feels like it could sit in a DNB drop. Keep it short. Chop it into 3-5 parts. High pass it. Add a little saturation. Add one delay. then automate the filter cutoff over 4 bars. Resample it, check it in mono, and place it into a simple 16-bar arrangement with an intro, build, and hook. If you keep one thing in mind, let it be this. In drum and bass, the vocal should behave like a percussion hook with character. It's not just there to say something, it's there to groove, to hype, and to help the whole track feel alive. That's the lesson. Now go build that rag layer, keep it tight, and let the drums do the talking.